Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are getting started. Today's Daf is Daf Dalid, Daf 4, Masachet Keduvot. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shalama Abba L'Chonim, Rechlelam, Chimda, Barachah, Bachad, 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 מרים בעד יוכב אל איזו בן מרים חנה, ליאנה בעד נרום מלכן סתיו, ותמר יסתיו בחנה, גבר גדל בברכה, תן בן יסר יצחה בן אלי, יעקב בן תמר מכה, יושב בן מנטה, אריה בן יפה, יוסף בן דברה, שובה משה בן פנינה, יוסף בן יפה, דניאל בן דינה, שמחה בן לאה, אפרים בן לאה, חיה לילי בן לאה, מרגלית בן לאה, יונתן אליעזר, בן יעקב. ולהבדיל לנשמע דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, ליה דינה בן אפרים, שמעון בן מישאל, רינן מלכה בדן, ובועז בן אברהם. Okay, we are about to get started. I don't know exactly where Bezalel left off, so we'll start from the bottom of Gimel Amud Bet, and we will move from there. So if you go to the bottom of 3b, the last four lines, the different answer the Gemara tries to give, Ibait Ema, Maya Mechamat Ones, what did it mean when it said it was because of an ones? Kedetanya, as a bright that says, Harish Aya Pitop Afui, if a person's, you know, bread was already baked, Vitivcho Tavuach, and his meat was already slaughtered, Vieno Mazug, and his wine was already diluted, meaning the meal was ready, Umet Aviv Shachatan Uyma Shakala, and the father of the groom or the mother of the bride passes away, Machnesinet Amet Lacheder, they take the body into a separate room, Veta Chatan Veta Kala Lechupa, they take the groom and the bride into the Chupa, flipping the amud, uboel beilat mitzvah, they would get married, they would perform their, they would have beilat mitzvah relations for the first time, uporesh venohek shivat yimei amishteh, they would separate and have 7 days of mishteh celebration, ve'achar kach nohek shivat yimei avelut, and only afterwards would they have 7 days of mourning. Okay? Ve'chol otan hayamim, in all of those days, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, he sleeps with the men, Vehi yeshena ben hanashim, and she would sleep with the women. Obviously, when he's in avelut, they're not allowed to have relations. Ve'en monin tachshitin min hakala kol 30 yom. But of course, we do not require the bride to remove her jewelry for the first 30 days that they're married. Obviously, so shelot tidgane al bala, so she does not look ugly on her husband. Vedafka aviv shel chatan o ima shel kala. The Gemara says, but specifically talking about the father of the groom or the mother of the bride, but not aval ibcha. But why? Deleika inish de tarachlu, because the father of the groom and the mother of the bride are usually the ones that are most involved in the preparation. But aval ibcha. But if it was the other way around, let's say the mother of the groom or the father of the bride, lo, then we would not do that. So there's a big machloket over here in the Tosfot. The Tosfot discusses what does it mean aval ibcha lo. He goes into it, but not to go into so much detail. We'll leave out that detail. Just a simple understanding is that it's only talking about specifically they can get married right away if it was the father of the groom and the mother of the bride. Amar Afram Bar Papa. Afram Bar Papa says Amar Chista. Lo shanu ela shenatan maim al gabei basar. It's only talking about if they poured the water on the meat, meaning the meat was like ready to be served. Aval lo natan maim al gabei basar. If they had not yet, you know, readied the meat to be served, mizdeban. You could still sell the meat in a supermarket, let's say, and therefore it wouldn't be such a big loss for them to push off the wedding. Meaning the whole reason we say they can get married right then and there, even though the father of the groom or the mother of the bride died, is because there's a loss, there's a big loss that they prepared for the meal and everything. But if they can sell it at the supermarket, that's not a problem. Amar Ravan, Rava says, Uvekrach, in a big city, Afal Bishanatan Maim, Agave Basar, Mizdevan, even if they poured the water on the meat, meaning they readied the meat for the Seuda, still, in a big city, a lot of people need meat, so they would still be able to sell that to a supermarket. Amar Rav Papa, uvekfar, and in a village, afal pi shelo natan mayim al gabei basar, even if they had not yet poured the water on the meat, they didn't ready the meat yet, lo mizdavan, it still would not sell. So what's the case over here? Ela, de Rav Chista hechi mashkachala. How do we find the case of Rav Chista? Meaning the case that if the father of the groom or the mother of the bride dies, that we can do the marriage. How can we do it? If in large cities, it's always allowed, meaning even if you didn't ready the meat, and in small villages, it's never allowed. So what's the case here? Hechi mashkachala. Amar Rav Ashi, kegon matam mechasya, the town of Mechasya, de mifka mikrach or mifka mikvar. It's not considered a big city, and it's not considered a small village. It's somewhere, you know, in between those two. And so that's when this case would apply. Tanya kavete de Rav Chista. We have a braita just like Rav Chista. Hare shahaya pito afuya. Before it said afuy, now it says afuya. His bread was baked. V'tivchot tavuach. And his animal was slaughtered. V'yeno mazug. His wine was diluted. V'natan maim agabe basar. He poured the water on the meat, meaning he readied the meat. Umet aviv shachatan wa imash kala. And the father of the groom or the mother of the bride passes away. Machnisin et hamet lecheder, they would take the dead body and put it into a separate room. Ve'et hachatan ve'et hakala lechupa, they would take the bride and the groom into a chupa. U'boel be'ilat mitzvah, we let them have be'ilat mitzvah their first time. U'poresh ve'noheg shivat yimei hamishne, then they separate and they have 7 days of celebration. Va'achar kach noheg shivat yimei avelut, and only thereafter they have 7 days of avelut. Ve'kol otan hayamim, and all of those days, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, ve'ishto yashena ben ha'anashim. The man would sleep with brothers, with men, and the woman, the wife, would sleep with other women. They're not allowed to sleep together in the same bed. Ve'chen mi shepirsa ishto nida, and also, someone whose wife becomes nida the night of the wedding, before the chuppah, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, ve'yashena ben ha'anashim. He has to, after the wedding, obviously, he has to sleep with the man, she has to sleep with the women, so as that they don't sleep together. Over here, it's kind of a proof to maybe the Rambam, who says that you're allowed to do a wedding if the woman is a chuppah. There's a big machloket if you're allowed to do the wedding, if the woman is a nida. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to. But of course, they always try to avoid it. You don't have to remove tell the wife that she has to remove her jewelry for the first 30 days because she wants to beautify herself in front of her husband. But the Gemara says, "Benkach u'benkach lo yivol lo be'er Shabbat ve'lo me'motzei Shabbat." But whichever case it is, however the case may be, they should not have relations for the first time on Erev Shabbat, on the night of Shabbat, Friday night, or on Motzei Shabbat. The Gemara will explain why. Amar Mor, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, v'yishena ben ha'anashim. It said that he sleeps, the groom sleeps with the men, and the bride sleeps with the women. So the Gemara says, Misayeh le'den Rabbi Yochanan. This supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, af al pish amru in avelut b'moed, even though we say in Chol HaMoed, there is no avelut during Chol HaMoed, aval dvarim shot sin'ah noheg. But you're allowed to accustom yourself things of privacy, meaning small private things of mourning. And so that's what they're doing over here. They're doing small private types of things of, right, they're not allowed to have tashmish hamita, sleeping together. That's a private thing that's done in the house. So therefore, they're allowed to custom themselves that even during their celebration. Darasha of Yosef, Yere Darasha, Berei Darava, the son of Rava, Mishmei Darava, in the name of Rava. Lo shanu, lo shna ela shelo ba'al. What we taught, everything we taught over here, lo shanu ela de lo ba'al, was only saying if they did not have relations yet. Meaning, when do we say that they're not trusted to go and live together in the same room? Is if they didn't have relations yet. Aval ba'al, but if they had relations already, ishto yeshena imo. The wife can already sleep with him. She can already continue to sleep with him because they already slept together. So the Gemara says, ve'ahacha, but in our case, the case of Rav Chista, and we're talking about a case that they slept together, right? The father of the groom or the mother of the bride died. They had chuppah, they got married, they slept together. And still, what did we say? We taught, hu yashen bein ha'anashim. He sleeps with the men. And she sleeps with the women. Meaning they separate, they do not sleep together. Why? Because even though they slept once together, they're not trusted to stay together. So the Gemara answers, ki ka'amar, what we were talking about, apirsa ishto nida. We were talking about the case of if one's wife becomes a nida. Meaning, when Rava said that that if they had slept together already, they're allowed now to continue living in the same room, in this type of case, that's only if his wife becomes a nida. And they had already previously slept together, so they can continue sleeping together afterwards. But in the case of avelut, we are stricter. And we say that no, even if they slept together, they have to separate. The Gemara says, "Ha vechen katane." But you said, "And also," meaning it sounds like the case of the woman becoming a nida and the case of the man or the woman going into avelut is the same exact case. So the Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar," flipping the amud. This is really what was meant to say. Vechen mi shepirsa ishto nida. Same thing. If someone's wife becomes nida, velo ba'al, and they have not yet had relations, then hu yashen bein ha'anashim, he would go with the men, v'yishto yishena bein ha'anashim, and the wife would go with the women, to live separately in the beginning. That's the case where they would go separately, right? But if, let's say, if his wife had become nida, but they had slept once together, and only afterwards did this happen. Then, meaning the nida aspect that only happened after they had slept together. So therefore, they would be trusted to be able to live together. Meaning, what does it sound like? The Gemara says, lememra da avelut kila leminida. Is that to say that avelut and mourning is taken more lightly than nida? Meaning for avelut, we're stricter. We said, even if they sleep together, they have to separate after. By nida, we say, no, if they sleep together, they can continue living together. Why do we trust them by nida and not by avelut? We have a contradiction. Amar Ravuna, kol melachot sheisha oseh labala, any melachot, any work that the woman does for the man, nida oseh labala, a nida woman is allowed to do for her husband. Chutz, except for three things. Chutz mezigat hakos, diluting of the wine, pouring a cup of wine for her husband, ve'atzat hamita, or making his bed. These are halachot, they're not allowed to do as well. Ve'harchatzat panav yadav haraglam, she's not allowed to bathe him, his face, hands and legs, nothing. Ve'ilu gabe avelut, but by mourning, Tanya, it's taught in the Braita, afal pisha amru, ein adam rashai lachuf et ishto, liyot kochelet v'liyot pokeset. Even though it was taught that a man is not allowed to force his wife to, when they're in mourning, to make her put eyeliner or put makeup, he's not allowed to force her. Be'emet amru, it's truthful that it says, anytime the Gemara says be'emet amru, it's a klala, this is a halacha psuka, it's a straight halacha, and there's nobody who disagrees. But mozeget lo hakos, she can pour a cup of wine for him, dilute wine. Umatzat not mita, she can make the bed for him. Merchetzet lo panav yadav haraglav, she can also bathe him. Meaning during mourning, we're even more lenient than we are during the status of nida. So what do you see? That we don't view nida more leniently than mourning, and we let them live together. Why over here we're saying the other way around? By mourning, she's allowed to bathe him. By a nida, she's not allowed to bathe him. So why is this the case? The Gemara says, "Lakasha, it's not difficult." Kan ba'avelu didei, kan ba'avelu dida. It depends who is going into mourning. If it is he who is going into mourning, then we are strict. Then we say they're not allowed to live together, even though they had relations. But if it is she who is going into mourning, then we say that they are still allowed to live together. So the Gemara says, "V'ha aviv shachatan o imah shel kala ketane." But we said, whether it's the father of the groom or the mother of the bride that died, it's the same exact law. Meaning, it doesn't matter which one goes into mourning. So the Gemara says, "Kit ketane ashara." When we were teaching that, that was going on the remainder of the things, and it was not going on, staying to live together. He yeshana bein hanashim, v'hu yeshen bein hanashim. It wasn't going on that part. It was going on the aspect of, let's say, makeup and all the other aspects. but in the case of the bride and the groom being secluded together, the Braita is understanding that the bride and the groom must sleep separately. That's only when the groom is going into mourning, when the Chatan is going into mourning, but when the Kala is going into mourning, they're allowed to stay together. Okay? So what we were talking about was only going on the remainder of what was taught in the Braita. Okay. Let's continue. Okay. Umi shane bin avelut didei la avelut dida. Is there a difference between the avelut of him and the avelut of her? V'hatanya, we have a braita. Mi shemet chamiv o chamato. If someone's father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, o eno yachol lachuf et ishol liyot kochelet v'yel pokeset, he cannot force his wife to wear eye makeup or face makeup. Ela kofe mitato v'noheg ima avelut. He flips his bed. This was one of the customs they used to do for mourning. They flip the bed, and he would have mourning. He would do mourning with his wife. V'chen he, same thing. If she shemet achamia o chamota, if her mother-in-law or father-in-law passes away, ena resha'a liyot kochelet v'yel pokeset, she cannot put any makeup on. Ela kofa mitata v'noheget ima avelut. She flips her bed as well, and she accustoms herself in mourning. So what do you see? It teaches that avelut of him and the avelut of her are one and the same. They're not any different. So the Gemara says, Tane b'avelut didei, you should teach that by the mourning of the man, hu yashen bein hanashim, v'ishto yishana bein hanashim. That by the mourning of the man, he sleeps with the men, and she sleeps with the women. That's what should be taught. But the Gemara says, v'havachen katane. It said, and also, meaning the case of the man and the woman going into mourning, is one and the same. You cannot treat it differently in any way. So the Gemara says, ki katane, what was it saying? And v'chen, it was talking about akichul v'apirkus. It was talking about putting on makeup. Meaning, in both cases, yes, you should not put on makeup. But with regards to him them being able to sleep together, only in the case where the bride is in mourning are they allowed to sleep together, because the bride is going to say, no way, I'm not going to do anything with him. Whereas when the groom is in mourning, we still are afraid, so we say that they should separate even in that case. Right? In the previous case, just to understand, when we said ki katane ashara, we were saying it was teaching about everything else that has to do with the wedding. Like, we take the body into a different room, we let them get married, and so on and so forth. But the only place, again, the Gemara is trying to prove, the only place where we would say that they separate for mourning is when he is in mourning. If she is in mourning, then we would say they do not have to separate if they had already previously had relations. Okay. Okay. Veha imo ketane. The Gemara says, but with him. It says, she does mourning with him, meaning exactly the same way. So the Gemara says, my love imo b'mita, is it not saying with him in the same bed? The Gemara says, lo, no, imo b'bayit, in the same house, meaning they're in separate rooms with separate people, but they're not allowed in the same bed. Uktamar le rav lechia, like Rav said to Chia, bere, his son, be'apa, in her face, nahug aveluta, in your wife's face, when she's in mourning, you should accustom yourself with mourning. Delo be'apa, but when you are not in front of her, lo tinug aveluta, you do not have to accustom yourself with mourning, as long as you are not in front of her when she's in mourning. And this is what the Gemara was trying to prove, that only in front of her, in her presence, do you have to do mourning, but not outside. Rav Ashi amar, are you trying to compare the mourning of what we are referring to, this new couple, to the mourning of a regular case? Aveluta de alma, a regular case of mourning, chamir. It's very strict. People view it very strictly. Velo atel zazule be. People are not going to come and disgrace it and sleep together during that time. But avelut de acha, but over here, this type of avelut, kevan de akilu rabbanan, since the rabbis were lenient for them, atel zazule be. That maybe they're going to be a mizazel, meaning they're a new couple, they have a lot of desire, the rabbis were lenient for them, so maybe they would come and disgrace the mourning. So that's why we say that they, after the wedding, they have to go and sleep in separate rooms with separate people. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My kula." What is the leniency that the rabbis gave? Ilema. Maybe we could say the katane it taught bo'el be'ilat mitzvah, that they're allowed to sleep together. They're allowed to have mitzvah, even though the father of the groom or the mother of the bride died, they could still sleep together. Uporesh, and then they separate. So the Gemara says, Hatam mishum de lo chal alav aveluta. No, the reason they're allowed to sleep together is because the avelut, the mourning, didn't fall on them yet. Meaning they don't have the obligation of mourning yet. When does the obligation of mourning come out? Is machloket ila Rabbi Eliezer, if it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, ad sheyetzeh mipetach habayit, until once the dead person leaves the room, that's when the avelut starts. Ila Rabbi Yoshua, according to Rabbi Yoshua, ad sheyisatem agolel, once the cover of the aron of the grave, once it is covered, that's when the mourning begins. So it's a machloket, but either way you go, they put the body in a separate room. They didn't remove the body from the house, and they did not put him in the burial site yet. So according to both opinions, there's no avelut yet. So therefore, that's not a chidush, it's not a leniency, it's the halacha. So the Gemara says, Ela de ketane noheg shivat yimei mishteh, ve'achar kach noheg shivat yimei avelut. The leniency that the Chachamim gave was that they have 7 days of celebration, and then they do their 7 days of mourning. Right now, the father of the groom or the mother of the bride just died. How can they push off that mourning? So that's the chidush, that the leniency that they gave was that they can do the 7 days of celebration first. Amar mor, we said, ben kach u ben kach, lo yivol lo be'erev Shabbat ve'lo matzei Shabbat. We said they should not have relations for the first time on Friday night or on Saturday night. So the Gemara says, bishlama be'erev Shabbat. It makes sense Friday night. Why? Mishum chabura. Because he's going to wound her, right? If this is her first time having relations, he will create a wound, which is not allowed on Shabbat. He's not allowed to create a wound, right? It's considered a tolada of an av melacha, which is shochet, right? Chovel. Chovel is a tolada. So he's causing a wound. But Ela b'motzei Shabbat, but on Saturday night, Amai lo. Why not? What's the problem? Amai lo. What's the problem of having relations for the first time on Saturday night? Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, Mishum cheshbonot. He says the reason is because of cheshbonot. A person is going to start making calculations. Meaning, if let's say a person is getting married on Saturday night, and the seudah is going to be on Saturday night, what is he going to start thinking about on Shabbat? All of his calculations of how much everything is going to cost, all the meal, how much he has to pay for the catering, for the music, for the this, for the that, and all of the calculations is going to come into his mind on Shabbat. And we know that v'daber davar, a person's thoughts and a person what he speaks about on Shabbat should only be about kedusha, about things that have sanctity, Torah, mitzvot, about tefillah, and things along those lines. And the person who would have a wedding on Motzei Shabbat, his thoughts would all be about the wedding and about the calculations of the wedding. So that's why they said a person should not get married for the first time on Saturday night. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Levram. Amen ve'amen.